Coming to you from the hottest theme park destinations around the world. Journey with us as we park hop across Orlando and share our experiences from one attraction to another. You're now listening to the Orlando Parks Podcast. Hello, welcome to another episode of the Orlando Parks Podcast. I'm your host, Ted. And today we're going to just give you a rundown on my experience at the theme parks, which has only been going on since probably, about 2011? I want to say when I moved from Tampa to Orlando. Even though we have Busch Gardens and everything in Tampa, I was just never really into the theme parks at that time. Not until I moved over here, did I get involved in theme parks. SeaWorld, Universal, and now I've got Disney tickets too. So I think right now I can pretty much get around, cover, enjoy anything going on at any theme park. But as far as, I would say my favorite theme park up until, Disney's in a whole other league. I can't really say Universal and Disney are on the same page because they're not. But Universal for me has always been a fun park to go to. I like all of the attractions. Of course, some of the rides, I'm not really a screen-based attraction person. I do like them, but I would prefer more attractions similar to The Mummy, stuff like that. If Universal could ever think of some original rides to put in, nothing screen-based, I think that would add to the park. It would add to their attendance. I think, they're busy anyway. All the parks are busy. But, for me, Universal, I've been going since, 2011. And as far as Horror Nights goes, Horror Nights, I haven't been going to Horror Nights until 2014. HHN 24 was my kind of official first Horror Nights. I've been to the event one time back in the 90s, but that was only a one-time thing. But since 24, I've been going kind of religiously. Obviously every year I buy the passes. And then I usually go just about every single weekend of the event. I do Mardi Gras. We used to go all the time. It used to be my mom's, it was my mom's favorite event. She loved it. They used to do the summer concert series, which I actually wish they would bring back. I really do. But Mardi Gras is good. Still got the concerts. Let me see, Mardi Gras, they need a food festival type event. That's something they really need to get. SeaWorld has one. Disney obviously has it. But there's really no reason Universal shouldn't get it. I don't know why they don't, but there's a bunch of things Universal does that I don't understand. For me, Universal has always been a fun park. Islands of Adventure, the rides. Let's see, the Hulk. First time I rode the Hulk was just before they were getting ready to refurb it. I know there was a story going around that it wasn't going to be the Hulk when it came back. So I had to go on the Hulk. I was like, I got to ride it. I have to ride this coaster. Because I'm going to hate myself if it comes back themed something different than the Hulk. I wanted to ride it as a Hulk. I love the Avengers, Marvel, so I had to ride it. The Hulk, that was the very first inverted roller coaster I've ever been on. I know, one of the best roller coasters you can have, and it was just amazing. As soon as I got off of that ride, I went right back on. I was a little nervous the first time because I'm like, I've never been on a roller coaster that went upside down that did corkscrews. I've been on stuff like the Mummy, wooden roller coasters, no big deal. But it was always something about going upside down, and I don't know, it kind of freaked me out a little bit, but it's actually no big deal. It is fun. So I've been on Kraken. I love Kraken at SeaWorld. Have yet to ride Mako. But Kraken is such a fun coaster. But Hulk, going back to Islands, yeah. Hulk is the best ride. I mean, it really is. It launches you out. I mean, it's insane. It's not that bad. It's, you know, at least not for me. I don't really, you know, I don't feel like the dips and the drops. I feel that one drop in the Mummy, when you go up a little bit and it just drops right down, I feel that more than anything I've ever felt on the Hulk. It's kind of, I don't know, I think maybe it's physics. Maybe just since that coaster launches you out and it's so smooth, you're already moving like at speed, so you're not like going up and then all of a sudden it's just this free fall. You're just pretty much following the track at that point. That'd be my guess, but, you know, I like Dr. Dooms. I've been on Dr. Dooms once, and I didn't realize that how strong the launch was on that. So I'm watching the ground. So, of course, I'm a little, had my head pointed towards the ground, and I didn't realize it during the launch. I didn't realize it until the next day, but, you know, I pulled my neck, and yeah, that's what it was from. So next time I ride it, just make sure your head's back right after the launch, then you're free to look around. I did not realize that launch was that strong, but that was a fun ride, you know, good view. So as soon as I can find some people to go on that with, I'll go back on it. Dr. Doom, Spider-Man. I love Spider-Man. Spider-Man's an old classic ride. It's fun. Stan Lee is in it. It's just, it's awesome. The, let's see, we're walking around. Dudley Do-Right's was awesome. I like water rides too. If Universal could put a water ride in Universal itself, that would be pretty cool. I doubt they're going to do it. They do have that little water section in the back by Curious George. But I think a water ride would be pretty fun. So got that. Kong. Oh, Kong is fun. I love the queue. I remember getting on there like during a soft open. It was just prior to Horror Nights. People were waiting outside. One of the attendants came out, and I think she actually knew some of the people sitting outside because I kind of overheard her say, "Hey, look, I think we're getting ready to let some people in, so move over closer to the line," because everybody was just sitting off to the side. So as soon as I heard that, I told my sister, and I was like, "Hey, let's move over here because I think they're letting some people in or about to." And they did. So it was pretty much a walk-on. The queue line is fun. They were talking about people that were like almost like characters in the queue line. I think the queue line could use a little bit more of those. It is a fun little section. It's a short section, but the scares aren't always there. So I don't know. Every time I've been on it since, sometimes they're not even in those little like boot holes, and then sometimes they are. It's just hit and miss. I don't know if it's because, as usual, people complain, or, you know, I don't know. Maybe it's something they don't want to do anymore, but I think it's fun. Why wouldn't you want to have some sort of interaction like that in the queue? I don't know, but I think it would be really, really good. to continue, you know, they need to continue to do that. But Kong's a fun ride. For me, though, it should be longer. It just seems really, really short. The graphics are good. Once you first pull into the cave, you know, that whole section of the ride is fun. You know, you got different screens here. You got, you know, physical props. You know, then it goes through, and then you get to the section where you've got the screens on both sides. And I just think that whole section, I just think maybe that's where it could be a little longer, or after you get out, it could be a little longer, because you come around the bend, and then all of a sudden you just see Kong right there on your right-hand side. And, I mean, I will say that Kong is phenomenal. I mean, they designed that. I mean, it's amazing. If you haven't seen it, you have to. It's really cool. But I just think there needs to be more to that ride. You know, they're just, for me, it just seems very, very short. You know, let's see. You got Kong. Now we go to Jurassic Park. I love Jurassic Park. I love all of the movies. I love the ride. That ride is very fun. But again, that ride, before you really get into the whole raptor containment area and where everything's gone crazy, just floating through the river, that section should be longer also. It's fun. I mean, some of the dinosaurs need a little work. But that section could be a little longer. I've never done it at night. I can't wait to do it at night. But that section, like I said, that ride's fun. You come up and then just the drop. The drop's actually not that bad. I've been in the front seat a few times for it. It's actually quite fun. Splashdown, you come through. You know, it's Jurassic Park. What's not to love? You know, I've been on Dudley Do-Right's. Dudley Do-Right's is fun. The car is a little weird getting into. You get wet. I mean, you get soaked on that ride. That drop is fun. The whole ride's pretty cool. That's a fun flume ride. To me, that's fun. I've done Popeyes. I've done every ride, really, in the park. The only ride, and I hate myself for not doing it, I've never done Dueling Dragons. Never done it. Just before they were getting ready to take it out, the wait times were really, really, really long. And I was like, I probably should have waited. I just didn't. I just thought, oh, it's a coaster. You know, unlike the Hulk, where I just had to go on it, this one I was just like, oh, well, it's just, you know. And now with the Harry Potter coaster coming here, that looks really, really fun. I will be there for opening day. I already took those 2 days off from work, so I'll definitely be there Thursday. And I'm probably going to go back Friday, too. Depends on how it goes. So I'm definitely hoping to get on that ride. And I'm definitely going to try to get on a soft opening. Once I hear like some rumors about soft opening, I'm going to go hang out over there and just see if we can't get on. Just, you know, I've already seen some aerial footage. Somebody posted, I think it was Bio Reconstruct on Twitter. He had some aerial footage and it was video of it testing. It looked pretty cool. It really does. That looks like a very, very, very fun ride. Got that. I'm just trying to think, because now I've been bouncing all over. I've been on, I think I've actually ridden everything in Islands. Oh, I haven't ridden Storm Force Accelerator, though. That I haven't been on. I don't know if I'll go on it. It's, I always see a bunch of kids on it, so, you know, I haven't been on that. But everything else, really, I've been on. Dr. Seuss, the trolley. Islands is a very, very fun park. I really do love it. Now, if you bounce over to Universal, I haven't ridden Rocket. I don't know if I will ride Rocket. Seems every single time I go to the park, I see it broken down. I'm not really a fan of the lift hill, that straight up lift hill. I don't know why. It's just something about that. And then usually every time I see it broken down, where is it broken down? Right on the lift hill. So, nah. That one I can probably get away with without riding. Plus, during Horror Nights, when we're waiting in the queue lines for the houses, you know, if you ever look at that track, I don't know if maybe that's just the way it's designed. I don't know if all roller coasters do this. But once the car goes past, that whole track, that section, it jiggles back and forth. I don't know if it's supposed to do that. I've looked at other rides. I've never seen the track move like that, so I just don't know. That one kind of just irks me, you know. Let's see that. We got Jimmy Fallon. Jimmy Fallon. I like Jimmy Fallon. I think he's funny. The attraction, though, for me, I don't like it. I just don't. The queue, the building is amazing. It's beautiful inside, especially when it gives you all the different eras from the show, like all the different, the old classic props, all the way up to everything, you know, from today. It's really nice. The ragtime gals. I love the ragtime gals. I could sit in there and watch their show, watch hashtag the panda interact with the crowd. I could do that all day. But the ride itself, I don't know. It's just, for me, it's something's missing. It's supposed to be Race Around New York, yet you wind up on the moon. I don't understand that. You know, and what you do see of New York, it's really just a few streets. I thought you were going to be going around New York itself, you know, racing through Manhattan, you know, maybe Central Park, you know. I don't know. It's just, that's one of the rides where I'm okay if I really don't do. I'm not saying I won't ever ride it again. I will. It's just, it's not a must ride for me when I go. I just, you know, I can just skip that one from time to time. And you move on to the Mummy. The very first time I rode the Mummy, I was crapping my pants. I've never been on an indoor coaster like that. It's pitch black. I couldn't see where I was going. I was scared my very first time. That ride had me nervous. Like, I was not comfortable at all on that ride. But that ride has become my favorite ride in Universal, the main Universal park. I love that ride. After I got off, I mean, I was scared. I was just like, what in the heck did I just ride? But I went back on it. I was like, there's just absolutely no way I'm going to let this ride beat me. I can't. I have to go back on. And I'm also a fan of the movie. I love the Mummy movies. Even the new one with Tom Cruise, even though a lot of people don't like it. It's a totally different movie than the Brandon Fraser ones. Brendan Fraser, sorry. I those movies, to me, I'll watch them. If I see them on TV, that's where the channel stays. I will watch those movies all the time. So I was like, I love the movie. I got to love the ride. And I've been on it and been on it and been on it. I've ridden that ride must be like 100 times already. That ride is my favorite ride. The back seat is the best ride. I know a lot of people, for me, it moves more. Not really airtime wise, but it just has a little bit more sway to it, I think. I feel it anyway. But yeah, that ride, oh, I love that ride. Mummy, let me see what else. Transformers. When it comes to screen-based attractions, I guess on that style of a ride, Transformers, for me, hands down, the best. I love Transformers. The queue is pretty cool, but the ride is the best. I love the ride. When you move up a level, I mean, you see it. The way they design the ride, even in the graphics, when you're going, when he's racing up the road, like, you'll see it. If you look forward, you'll see where it looks like it's a hill. And once you hit that spot, that's where it lifts you up to the other level of in the ride. It's so fun. That ride is the best. I could ride that all day long. I could. I would if they'd let me. Just stay on the car. You know? Moving over to Transformers. I guess I can say something really mean about Fast and Furious, because everybody has. I don't like the ride. Nope. I don't like the ride. I don't like the attraction. I like some of the movies, but to me, that isn't a franchise that warrants an attraction. I think they could have done something better. I think they should have just left it, you know, left it alone, left Beetlejuice there. If anything, they should have taken Disaster out, because even Disaster, even though it was a classic, I mean, it was Earthquake before, but Disaster, I always said Disaster is a disaster. It's just one of them rides. It's like, you know, is it over yet? At least for me. I personally would have left Beetlejuice, would have taken the area that Disaster was in, and made something like a Men in Black style attraction, but themed it to Beetlejuice. That's what I would have done. Leave the whole Beetlejuice's Graveyard Review. Leave all that right there the way it was. Have the show. And then also have an entrance for an attraction. Because Beetlejuice is popular. The show's always been packed. It's nice to go in there and sit down. You know, that was a fun time. And to see it taken away for what's there now, to me, it's not justifiable. I'm not the one making the decisions. I know people that make a hell of a lot more money are making these decisions. And sometimes all I can do is just shake my head and say why. But that's what I would have done with Beetlejuice. I would have either made it a ride, or I would have made it some sort of fun, like funhouse attraction. That would have been cool. Watch the show. You can go in. It's almost like a, I don't know, it's almost like a haunted house type thing, but it's fun to go through. Because, I mean, Beetlejuice, it's comedy. You know, it could have been a year-round fun house. That would have been fun. You know, that's what I would have done. It would have been a ride, something like a Men in Black style attraction, or it would have been almost like a fun house. I think that would have went a lot better than Fast and Furious, because Fast and Furious flopped in California. I remember when it opened in California, I looked at YouTube videos and nobody really had anything good to say about it. Nobody. No matter whose video I watched, it was just like, meh. It wasn't a popular ride. So to bring it here, I just thought that was a mistake. You know, it was just, I don't know why they did that. But again, it's just certain people making decisions. I don't know if they're just throwing things, you know, on the wall to see what sticks. I don't know. But that's definitely a ride that I would like to see go. It's not going to for some time, but yeah, it shouldn't have been put in there. Jaws. Jaws. Jaws is so fun. Jaws was, it's my favorite movie. And the attraction, as cheesy as it was, it was cool. That was the water ride that Universal had. Because you would get soaked. If you sat in a certain section of that boat, you would get soaked. And it was just, that was just the best ride. I just liked it, you know. I'm a big fan of Harry Potter, so I'm mad, but I'm not mad that Diagon Alley is there. I'm mad if they took Jaws away, but I do like Diagon Alley. I like Gringotts. I like the dragon breathing fire. I like the ice cream. I just don't like the wait times. But Jaws, I was always hoping that they would bring Jaws over to Islands of Adventure because Jaws is Amity Island. Islands of Adventure, Amity Island. I think it would, you know, I think that would have been the perfect fit. But yeah, they didn't. Hopefully, I don't know, maybe even in the new park. I don't know if they're going to put that in there. I think with today's technology, that whole ride could be developed a lot better. I mean, back then, that ride broke down after just before it opened or just as it opened because some of the components, I mean, it's just the way, you know, nothing was waterproofed. And, you know, now cell phones are waterproof. My phone, I could throw that in the water. So I know if they can take a phone and do that, they can make, you know, components on a shark to be under submerged. They could do that. You know, I think the technology is there now for that. So I think that would be something I'd like to see, but I know they're not going to do it. I know they're not going to do that. So I have no idea what's going to go on in this new park. I'm definitely going to try to get over there once the building and everything starts, once the construction starts going. I'd like to try and get over there. Because I do have some people that I know that will be over there. As to where, same with all the other construction going on for any of the other parks. You know, I'm going to try and get over there and see what's going on. I'll have to check. There's a warehouse that I know. I know one time friend and I were going to lunch. We passed the warehouse and Jack's big ass saw was sitting out on the dock. That was pretty cool. So I have to start, you know, driving past that. See what's going on. Anything's out there. Even Horror Night props or park props or something. Could do that. But yeah, just taking an adventure around Universal. You know, if you move over to Men in Black, Fear Factor needs to go. I wasn't ever a fan of the show. Get rid of that area as far as I'm concerned. Just get rid of it. Put something else there. Or just leave it up and bring back Bill and Ted. You know, something. But just get rid of Fear Factor itself and just put something there. Men in Black. I love Men in Black. It's a fun ride. I still need to learn how to score or how to max out the score. I need to learn how to max that thing out. Usually get around 300,000 to 400,000. But I know I've seen people hit the 999,999 points. I've seen people do it. I have to learn how to do it. Somebody has to teach me how to do that ride. I have to learn. Because they are not going to close that ride until I can score, max the score out. Men in Black, the queue line's fun. I still have to go down and do the immigration tour. That's going to be fun. I'll probably get that done here in the next couple months. And moving along, we go to The Simpsons. Who doesn't like The Simpsons? It's an older ride. Now, I love Back to the Future, because Back to the Future is Back to the Future. But Simpsons, I like The Simpsons ride too. You know, it's fun. Something to do. I don't know what... I don't think they're going to get rid of The Simpsons just because, you know, Disney owns Fox now. I mean, Universal has a lot of money tied up in The Simpsons right now in that part of the park. You know, I just can't really see them abandoning it, but you never know. But I do like it. I like the ride. It's very fun. Something to do. And that section of the park is so fun during Horror Nights. It's usually where the clowns with the chainsaws hang out. And I love the clowns with the chainsaws. I love them to death because I can just stand there and watch them all night. They're the best. They are the best. And speaking of clowns, I am hoping that one of our next announcements is a clown house. Because I loved clowns. Killer Clowns from Outer Space. I love Killer Clowns from Outer Space. The movies can't be cheesy, but it's funny to watch. The Scare Zone was amazing. It really was. It was fun. The clowns were the best. They were so interactive. I mean, in a scare zone, that's kind of what you want. But then again, clowns are interactive anyway. But that scare zone was the best. They did not mind taking photos with you. They did not mind messing with you. To me, that's what a scare zone should be. The characters, or whatever you want to call them, the actors, actresses that are in that scare zone, they need to be a little interactive. You know, it's going to make it fun. And I know a lot of people don't like, oh, well, you can't take photos, shouldn't take photos, this and that, you're holding them up, and this and that. But you know what? This is a sign of the times. Unfortunately, thanks to cell phone technology, and cameras everywhere, you know, that's what's going to happen all the time. It's going to happen all the time. You can't stop it. Personally, I would prefer they had a section of the park where they do the meet and greets and had somebody from every house and every scare zone in there, and you had to pay to go in there and have your picture taken with them. I'd pay to do that it would help alleviate some of the lines at the houses, I think. Because if you had one section of the park in one of the sound stages where you had 15 different characters that you can go take a picture with, who wouldn't want to go do that? You know, even if I had to pay 20, 30 bucks to, let's just say, get my picture taken with them people, it's just a moneymaker for them. It's so easy to do. They have the space, you know, but that's a way you can help alleviate some of that stuff going on in the scare zones, you know. But you're not going to. They're never going to do that. It's just something to get used to. Get used to. That's why I'll try to get to the scare zones very, very early. This way, I can pretty much have the characters to myself somewhat. Because later on in the night is obviously when it's going to be really, really crowded in there. But if you get there early, like, I'll do Stay and Scream every single Sunday, some Fridays. You know, if I leave like half a day at work. But yeah, sometimes we'll do the houses, and then other times we'll just run right to a scare zone. You know, and get the characters as they come out. You know, there won't be that many people in the scare zone. Just them. And you can have all the photos you want. You know, that's one way to do it. But there's usually, if I take a picture with somebody, it's because I really want my picture taken with that person. I just don't go take it with some character just to go take a photo either. You know, the all night die-in, the black and white one, I had a lot of photos taken in there because that was my favorite scare zone. If they can convert that into a house, that would be the best thing ever. All the classic monsters and characters, that was the best. That scare zone was amazing. That's something I want to see as a house. But I got off the topic of Universal, went right to Horror Nights. But, you know, moving back, I mean, Universal, it's always been a fun park for me to go to. I've spent, I don't even know how many times I've been to that park. You know, I know I was just, back in like 2014, I was just going through some bad stuff. And I would go to the park just to get my mind off of what was going on. You know. So that kind of helped me a little bit. It was just kind of, you know, I can go pretty much just forget everything, go have a good time, get lost in all the attractions, enjoy myself. And then after my whole ordeal was over, you know, then obviously I can go back and it was actually more fun. Yeah, Universal has just been my go-to park for the longest time. And I've had SeaWorld Pass, still do. And, you know, just recently I became a Disney Pass holder. And I've been spending a lot of time at Disney also. You know, trying to learn those parks and everything. And it's, Disney is just, oh man. They are the top at everything they do. Customer service, as far as interaction goes with the guests, it's amazing. Food, everything they do, they come up with all these different snacks, these different cupcakes and all this stuff. They don't have to do that stuff. You know, they don't. But they do. You know, and that's the big difference. It's something they choose to do for everybody. You know, as to where Universal just seems to be, oh, hey, we're Universal, come to our park. You know, I've gone to Universal. Oh, my God, I've gone to Universal a bunch. But I can see it. You know, I can see the way the way that they are. It's almost like they don't care about, you know, certain things, you know? Like I said, the food festival. Why wouldn't you want to do something like that? You know, just something. You know, why not come out with snacks, cupcakes, just certain themed ones throughout the year, you know? It's not hard, you know? It's just some of the things I wish they could do. Because if they did that, then that park would be a step above where they're at right now. You know, but Universal, it's still a great park to go to. I think they're getting a little bit overpriced for what they offer, but it's still a good park. I've only got the 2-park pass. I still want to go to Volcano Bay. It's an extra $100 a year. And of course, as soon as this new park opens, that's going to be another $100 or so a year. So right now, for 3 theme parks and a water park, I guarantee you I'll be paying more for that than I do for my Disney parks. And that's crazy considering what Disney offers or the value you get at Disney versus the value you're going to get at Universal. When you really start looking at what you're paying out, you know, versus what you're getting, you know, that's where you got to look at the numbers and be like, man, is this even worth it? So, but I'm excited to see what the new park is. Heck, I'm still excited to see Volcano Bay. I haven't been there yet, but I can't wait to go. And see, on top of that, you know, just, I don't know, I'm always going to love Universal, you know, even though I might talk trash about it, this and that, it's always going to be a go-to park for me, always, you know, because aside from it just being a plain Jane park, it's what it really seems like, it's just fun, all around fun. You know, the events. Granted, Horror Nights you have to pay for, but Mardi Gras, it's free during your day pass. You know, any kind of event that goes on, you know, at Disney like that, you're going to have to pay for. Flower Garden Festival, which is going on right now at Epcot. I mean, it's the food stations, you know what I mean? It's this and it's that. You know, I can't really say that's a separately ticketed event because it's just all throughout the park. But I think honestly with that, I'm going to end it. I've been going on 43 minutes already. Woo! And I need a drink. Plus, I got to get into work. But, you know, I do appreciate you listening. This podcast, I wanted to try and get this podcast out last week. I just didn't do it. So actually this morning, I kind of had to push myself to get it out. So I'm actually going to try and do another one next week. I'm going to start breaking things down a little bit. I don't know, maybe next week I'll do a Disney one. You know, or a SeaWorld one, it doesn't matter. I'll do one of them. Talk about a couple of things there since I'm new to the, you know, new to being a Disney pass holder. You know, what my, I guess, first impressions and everything are about Disney. Maybe we'll do that. So yeah, maybe sometime next week. Hopefully maybe by Wednesday or something, I'll get one out. And then I'll figure out a different schedule to start doing one. If I want to try and do one every week, if I want to try to do one every 2 weeks or something, you know, But until then, I appreciate you listening. Have a good day, and I'll catch you on the next episode.